Good Wednesday morning and welcome to the first day of March. I'm Anna Palmer and this is your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I am Jake Sherman. Remember when Donald Trump told us he could act so presidential we wouldn't believe it? He did. He looked the part, his suit fit better, his tie a bit thinner, and his tone considerably more measured. He talked like a politician, speaking like a Republican about healthcare and taxes. Trump's speech, though, was light on details, but reassured a scattered and nervous Republican Party. Trump's message was much more optimistic than usual, and he moderated his tone from the dark inauguration speech he gave a few weeks ago.
The most powerful moment by far last night was when Donald Trump introduced the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, who was killed in a late January raid in Yemen. Trump, who had just hours before distanced himself from authorizing the raid, brought the chamber to its feet as he stayed silent for a minute while the television cameras stayed focused on the sobbing widow. But in terms of navigating Washington, the speech on its surface showed Trump has a lot to learn. He said he wants to work with Democrats and called on Washington to ditch trivial fights. But in the last 40 days, he has called Chuck Schumer a phony, and just this week, he said Nancy Pelosi is incompetent.
One thing to watch, the future of Trump's travel ban. It has been delayed again. Sources tell us that's in part to keep the momentum of the speech going. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the ban could be limited to only new visas, which could put the administration on much firmer legal footing.
We've got the first look at the rest of Trump's week. Today, he will host House and Senate leadership for lunch, hold a legislative affairs strategy session, and he will have dinner with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. On Thursday, Trump is going to Norfolk, Virginia, to speak aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford. He'll also hold a roundtable with military officials, shipbuilders, and community leaders. And on Friday, the president will be in sunny Orlando, Florida, hosting a listening session on school choice at St. Andrew's Catholic School. He's in Palm Beach this weekend speaking at the RNC retreat.
Some juicy news for you. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is setting up a Washington, D.C. office. The American Action Network is launching a two-week, $450,000 digital ad campaign focused on conservative Republican lawmakers in 21 congressional districts, urging them to fight for Obamacare repeal and replace. Neil Gorsuch is back on the Hill. He is scheduled to meet with Senators Angus King, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Tim Kaine, and Jack Reed. He's also slated to meet with Republican Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming and Dan Sullivan of Alaska. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.